And welcome back to Youth Point Downtime. I'm Adam Portal, the leader of Youth Point, the youth group of Mount Zion Christian Assembly, and I'm excited to be with you again. This has been a great series. We're in day number 9 of our 10-part series on how God is calling you. Now, downtime is where we learn to use our downtime more effectively, and I hope you've been learning. I hope through these mornings or afternoons or evenings together that you've chosen to be with us, that you've been listening to God's Word, and you've been encouraged to consider the value of paying attention to God. To spend just a few minutes a day with His Word is a valuable thing. And God can speak to you, He can encourage you, He can lead you, He can bless you. He has a call upon your life. And we want you to listen to Him. And today we're going to be looking at Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, and how God calls you to hear Him clearly. To hear Him clearly. So I'm going to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9 through 11, and it reads like this. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be that if He, God, calls you, that you will say, Speak, Jehovah, for thy servant hears. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. And Jehovah came, that's the Lord, and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And then Samuel said, Speak, for your servant hears. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle. Wow, think about it for a moment. This young man, Samuel, had heard God speak to him one and time and other times again. And throughout all of this, he had not identified that it was God who was speaking to him. So he goes to Eli. Eli is the prophet that is caring for Samuel. And he asks Eli, What is this that I've heard? And Eli says, You know what? Samuel, I think that's the Lord calling you. I think that's the Lord speaking to you. So next time you hear the Lord call your name, Samuel, Samuel, respond this way. Say, Here I am, Lord. Thy servant hears. Speak. Think about that. That we would say to the Lord, Lord, speak to us. Now Samuel did not get it at first. God had to call several times and speak to him several times by name. But in the end, he gave heed to Eli's instructions and he responded, Here I am, Lord. Your servant hears. Your servant listens. How beautiful that we could say that to the Lord today. Here I am, God. I'm listening to you. Let me ask you, do you hear? Do you listen to God? What is He saying? What has He been speaking to you these last few days? Maybe through this series, maybe this month, maybe at church, maybe when you read your Bible. I can assure you that He is speaking to you every day. I'm asking you to pay close attention. You may be surprised what you will hear. You may be surprised to figure out, to determine, to come to realize that God has a plan specific to you. That God has been calling you and He wants to use you, maybe in a special way in your church or a special way among your friends or a special way that you had not even thought of yet. And he says something really interesting in this passage, because if you read verse 11, it says, And the Lord said to Samuel, what did he say? Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In other words, it will resound in the ears. They will be amazed at what God is going to do. And God is telling Samuel, listen, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to know what I am going to do. You know, when God calls us, and He does call us, and when God speaks to us, and He does speak to us, it is important for us to give heed, to listen. God says He will speak. God says that He has a plan for our lives. You know, and the only way to get it is to go to God's Word. Everything else, every other book, every other thing you read, every other thing you see, every other thing you hear will one day vanish, will one day end, will finish. Will come to a close, will die, will be destroyed. But God's Word, what He speaks, what He says, will come to pass. And if He speaks to you a word today, and He says, this is what I want to do in your life, I'm challenging you, I'm encouraging you, I'm asking you, listen. And like Samuel, say, Speak, Lord. Your servant hears. May God bless you today. I want to pray with you. Father, I ask you to help each and every person listening to my voice to pay attention to your voice above all voices, to hear you above all other hearing, and to listen to your great command upon their lives. You love them greater than any other. You care for them and have a plan for them that is amazing, glorious. And I ask you, Lord, to help them hear you. And I ask you to give them a heart to respond to you like Samuel did. In the name of Christ, bless Youth Point, bless our lives, bless our church, and bless all your people who hear and are called by your name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. And we listen. Amen.